It was the summer. The weather was super good and there was a very special light. I was with one of my good friends, Olaf, his artist, more precisely a painter. For a while he was working on different representations of Minneapolis in the United States. He spent several years over there because of his ex-girlfriend who was half American, half Portuguese. He was totally obsessed by the city through its movie, books, song, history, but also by his memory of it. When he came back devastated to Paris, he took a very brutal decision, like a big fuck off, and decided to burn all objects that were linked to his past life. Photographs, clothes, paper, but also his brushes, and even his plants. He made a big fire with all this stuff in the countryside and took a picture of the fire flames. It's the only traces of these years in Minneapolis, but he has never shown me this picture and I will never ask him to. He wanted to erase everything so as to be able to paint everything that was in his mind. The architecture, the smell of the city. He spoke a few times with me about the feeling of emptiness, about Jean-Paul Sartre and Le Néant. He was interested by all these metaphysical questions and often wondered if he had not lost his soul there. But a body without a soul is not a real body, and vice versa. A soul without a body is not a real soul. In the end, I think it is always an unanswered question for him. He tries to rebuild an abstract pictorial reality in his work, which is really poetic. He uses pale pigments to intensify the sense of absent and difficult lightness. I really like his work, and he is a very special guy. Olaf is very clever and fun. When I've spent time with him, it is as if I was in a movie. Sometime in an action movie, sometime in a dramatic comedy. We used to both take long walks in different places. He had his driver license and a whole car with all brakes. Sometimes he called me and had great plans for my day. This time was special. He wanted to go to the Oxbow Lake at the river in Brittany to feel the fresh air and swim in it. The heat was really unbearable in Paris and we both needed a break. At that time, I worked urgently for an exhibition in Beijing and my assistant Paul was sick, a kind of flu, which required him to stay in bed. Without his help, I could not continue the job. It was the perfect time to leave and take time to leave. The road was very curvy. We talked a lot about my next show, about his new painting, his new ideas. His conduct was very quiet, which suited me because I had too much drink the night before. I was at a diner with an old friend and I had not seen in years. I began to tell Olaf about my night. First, we went to this great place near the Seine where you can drink very good white wine from Nuit Saint-Jean and eat selfish. Have you ever been there? No, I don't think so and I wouldn't. I'm allergic to selfish. Ah, really? What happens to you when you eat shrimps, for example? Oh, my femme becomes very red and hot. My forehead sweats and then it becomes worse. I can't breathe anymore. Indeed, you shouldn't go there, or perhaps you should, but only for the very good wine. Olaf was laughing. I knew that he liked good wines. What did you do after? He spoke about his life, that he travels a lot in several countries for his job. He is a writer and just finishing off his third book. It's a thriller that happens in Malmö. He spent a lot of time there studying archives of the city and carried out a lot of interviews with policemen and residents. But he doesn't want to tell me more because it's not finished yet. So we'll see, but I look forward to reading it. But do you know more about the crime now? Not really, I just know that few men are killed. I find it really interesting because in a lot of thrillers, women are always murdered. A feminist writer, no? In a way, yes, but maybe no. We don't know the end of the story, maybe it's a bad view of girls. Then we moved to a very good club where one of my friends, Gina, did a DJ set. It was very fun, we danced a lot and went to the backstage. After dancing maybe 3 hours, we left and he proposed that we go for a last drink at his place. A last drink, it sounds good. Is he handsome? At first, I thought he hadn't really changed after all this time. But I noticed he had more gray hairs now. He's not a very beautiful guy, you know, like in a magazine, but he has a lot of charm and he's so interesting. I don't know, but right now, I don't care about the physical. Okay, so what happened after? Did you go to his flat? The conversation stops for a moment because the music on the radio was so good. Oh my god, do you remember this song? Of course I do. We began singing together. It was a perfect moment of symbiosis. We looked in each other's eyes and we sang together, stronger. If I remember well, it was this song.
Thank you.
After a moment, Olaf asked me again how the evening had ended. Actually, I said yes to his last drink because he offered me a very good whiskey and you know my passion for it. It was easy, I was really surprised because his flat is so amazing. A huge place with a view on La Tour Eiffel from the living room. He got it from his family, but I didn't know that before. Okay, but apart from the apartment. Oh, you are too impatient. Okay. If you want to know everything, he approached me from behind and kissed me on the neck. I didn't expect that, but I was at the same time nervous and really happy. Then we kissed each other very deeply and we went into his room. I have never seen anyone undressed so fast. In 1 second, he was totally naked. I had his body in front of me. We began to touch it. Other and I'll let you imagine the rest. Yes, I can imagine. So you had a very good night. That's why you look tired. Yes, it was fun. Then I came back home directly because I had to pack my suitcase for today and have some time to sleep for a bit. End of the story. And you, what did you do yesterday? Olaf told me he had gone to watch a movie at the cinema. I don't remember which movie it was. He had been pissed at a woman who was sitting behind him and who couldn't stop coughing and sniffing. He couldn't concentrate on the story. He thought about switching seats, but he hated when people moved during the action. He finally decided to put earplugs in and follow the movie by looking at images and reading the subtitles as if he were deaf. He explained to me that it was a deep feeling because when you put earplugs in you are more aware of your heart beating, your breathing. You are immersed in the screen as if you were in a swimming pool. It was in a way a return to the beginning of cinema and the silent movie. I thought that I should try it next time. The car stopped with a sudden blow, a doe crossing the road silently. 1 minute less and we would have been the witnesses of carnage, blood and bones everywhere on the windshield. I almost threw up my whole breakfast. Oof, nothing happened. Maybe it was a mirage, because Olaf looked very quiet and not anxious at all. He continued to speak about his night. He told me that after the movie he went to see the sick woman to give her a handkerchief. But the girl answered that she has already a few in her bag. She opened it to show him. Indeed, the bag was full of microbes. In the middle of the pile of green handkerchiefs, there was a red book and a plastic nose. A plastic nose? What's that? I don't know, but it was not a clown nose. Maybe it was a pencil sharpener or new drug. I was also surprised to see this nose in the middle of all this dirt. You didn't ask her what it was? I tried, but she wasn't really listening to me. She didn't stop talking about how she was going to get better and how her doctor, a kind of naturopath, helps her with plants, etc. In fact, she was very boring and I didn't want to waste my time with her. It was already hard to stop her and to say, okay, goodbye girl, keep your story for you, I don't fucking care about your life and your medical problems. Was it a hippie? Not really, she was rather chic and attractive. That's why, upon reflection, I went to meet her after the movie. But I should not have. Stupid Ali. By the way, we have almost arrived. I think it's the next road. I told you that we are going to sleep in a farmhouse, didn't I? Nope, you didn't. I hope there is no cook. I don't want to be awakened by his crowing. Keep calm, I think there is only a fisherman and his wife living there. No animals, or only maybe fish and dog, if he is not dead. You'll see it's a great place near the river. I have already been once with my sister a few years ago. If it's the same guy, he's very cool and a very good cook. Maybe he will cook cock. Olaf turned the wheel for the last time and stopped the car. We had arrived. The grass was very green and the garden very well maintained. The roof of the house was made of hay and the walls with big stones. A quiet house for a quiet stay. The keys are under the mat here. The owners are coming in 2 or 3 days. I lift up the mat on which was drawn a cap, and just below, a big welcome was written in strange typography. I found the keys and opened the door with difficulty. We were in front of a very large wooden staircase. A fishy smell came into my nostrils. It was a nightmare. Indeed, we were in a fisherman's house, or maybe in the sea because of the smell, which was very strong. But I said nothing about it to Olaf because he looked very happy to come back to this tiny house. I thought again about the cock and wondered which smells wins between a cock and a cook mackerel. Or maybe the best is still fresh bread. I was intrigued by my friend who asked me to come up to the first floor. Meret, come and see your pretty room and leave your suitcase. Then we shall move to walk a bit before the night draws in. I'm coming. My room was full of paintings of does and deers, like the one I had seen on the road few hours before. Strange things, random things. Maybe it was one of the children's room, and to annoy their father, he or she had chosen to hunt rather than to fish. Again, a fight between aquatic and land animals. This is the only reason I found this decoration movie-goo, but fortunately it doesn't smell of dew. Olaf took my hand and began to run through the corridor, through the house, through the garden, through a little forest, running. I was laughing with all my teeth at the same time. I felt the hair in my ears and it tickled me. At the last meters, he told me to close my eyes. We stopped it. My shoes and my sock began to feel wet. My skin will soon be like a sponge. Please, open it now. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Wow, why didn't you bring me here before? It's amazing. You like it? Of course. That's incredible. Yes, I know, it's one of my favorite places. I was watching the show without speaking for a while. For the first night, we decided to make an Italian diner. Olaf was perfectly cutting carrots, red peppers, onions, and tomatoes into little cubes. He wanted to make a risotto with truffle oil. But before we had eaten daily food, where I bought in a fine grocery store in Paris, he chose a bottle of wine from the cellar and he served each of us a glass. Santé, my dear friend, on this very special and precious night. Santé, my dear friend, on this very special and precious night. Thank you for inviting me here. I really needed it and it's perfect. Now I can tell that the truffles have a more stronger smell than a whole cooked fish. We ate with a lot of pleasure, making a lot of sounds like miam, it's so good. He tried to speak to me in Italian, but his knowledge was very limited by the food's name as tiramisu, panettone, linguine, etc. But it was most French Italian yogurt. But he had a nice Italian accent, a lot of fun. He spoke about his travels there, about the Catacomb Museum of Palermo that he visited. He told me it was an amazing place with a lot of bourgeois skeletons. To go to Palermo to Sicily, I took a special train who followed the ocean coast. It's a long but beautiful travel of 9 hours. The most incredible thing is that the train enters into a boat to join the island. It's unbelievable. You should see this. By speaking about all these paradisiac places with water, we decided to get swim in the river when we finished our dinner. A towel in a hand and a lamp in the other one, we made the same travels in the afternoon, but by walking this time. The weather was cold, the sky was full of stars, with a full moon very luminous, as a film studio spot. Once arrived in front of the river, I was not sure anymore if I wanted to swim or not. I felt the wind in my head and was a little bit tired by the day before and by the road. But Olaf insisted and I finally accepted to come with him. I took off my clothes and was in underwear. I first put it a foot into the dark black water. The ground was soft and full of seaweed. I entered carefully in the river. Olaf's body was already immersed in the river. Come on, Merritt. Oh my God, Olaf, I felt something against my leg. What is it? Probably a little fish, relax. I took my courage to join him. It was good to swim in the middle of the night. A brief wind moved the leaves of the trees around, a natural symphony with the sound of the winged bats. Suddenly, I heard a strange noise in my back. I returned myself and the water was moving behind me. Olaf was very far from me. I called him, but he doesn't hear me because he was swimming like a crazy man. At this precise time, I really hate him. I became scary. I felt something touching me again. It looked very big with a cold and raw skin. My fear was bigger and my heart beat harder and harder. I decided to come back quickly on the edges, but it was already too late. I discovered with horror what was touching me. I was in front of a mega big fish, a fucking Welsh catfish. I felt so bad because I remember watching video on this subject few months before. This psycho fish can hit birds and measure almost 10 meters. It was not a nice dolphin. I imagined myself prisoner in his body like a mouse eaten by a snake. Between two movements I screamed, Olaf, please come, Olaf, help me please. Maybe the sound of my voice resonating in the deep water and finally heard me and came as faster as he could. Something is... I had no time to finish my sentence. I felt my hand and my arm entering in something wet and sticky, as someone stuck it, but in a bad way because I felt a lot of pain. My arm was in the whale's fish's mouth. Oh my God, I thought that this was going to eat me completely. I saw myself dead. My skin was moving, blood began to appear on the surface of the water. A part of my arm had disappeared and it finished by licking my bones as a dog. My body was fallen into the ground under the water. I couldn't breathe anymore. Olaf came to help me and beat it with the lamp. The whale's fish left. I was saved. I sometimes dream of it. And I say to the fish, give me back my hand. Give me back my hand. Please give me back my hand. And I can feel my hand again, but more like a ghost member. I saw several surgeons, and one of them was great. He offered me different prostheses. I finally chose two. The wooden branch for the winter and the bones for the summer. We are still friends with Olaf, but in a different way. We will never swim together. This is the end, and this is how I lost my hand. Thank you.